Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne and it's my privilege to join you in reading God's Word together. In this episode for today, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to follow along with the Church of England's Common Worship. And I got this idea by reading a blog post from a gentleman named Alan Jacobs, who's on staff at Baylor University. He's a Christian author and thinker, and he writes books that are helpful, I've found, to my own faith and what I do as a pastor, and also some devotional resources that have been helpful in nurturing my soul. And one of those is an app known as called the Daily Prayer app. And in this app, I listen to it most every morning, and it is, in effect, a worship service without a sermon. So there are scripture readings, there are prayers that are prayed, there are really beautiful songs that you listen to, and most all of it revolves around scripture, either prayed or read or set to music. And when I first started listening to it, it was a little bit of a challenge for me because of the accent of those who are involved or the style of the music. But over time, it's really become an important and helpful part of my daily routine. I would commend it to you. Perhaps you try it and find it to be helpful and life-giving to you as well, or perhaps not. So today we're going to follow the morning prayer in ordinary time, which is where we find ourselves. And so I'm going to open us in prayer, and I invite you to join me as we turn our hearts to the Lord. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving and be glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and in the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, on that day at Massah in the wilderness, when your forebears tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my works. 40 years long I detested that generation and said, this people are wayward in their hearts, they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed away, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to hear a reading from Psalm 53. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have those who work evil no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon God? There they are in great terror, where there is no terror. For God scatters the bones of him who encamps against you. You put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion, when God restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. I'm going to invite you to listen now to a reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. I'm going to read verses 11 through 16. In that day, the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that remains of his people. From Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. He will raise a signal for the nations and will assemble the banished of Israel and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The jealousy of Ephraim shall depart, and those who harass Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not be jealous of Judah, and Judah shall not harass Ephraim. But they shall swoop down on the shoulders of the Philistines in the west, and together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall put out their hand against Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites shall obey them. And the Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and will wave his hand over the river with his scorching breath, and strike it into seven channels. And he will lead people across in sandals, and there will be a highway from Assyria, from the remnant that remains of his people, as there was for Israel when they came up from the land of Egypt. All the earth, shout and sing for joy, for great in your midst is the Holy One. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. On that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deed among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing God's praises, who has triumphed gloriously. Let this be known in all the world. Shout and sing for joy, you that dwell in Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. All the earth, shout and sing for joy, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. And finally, from Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you, you hold me by my right hand, and afterwards receive me with glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with your glory. In your tender compassion, O God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath that God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. In your tender compassion, O God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for the gift of this day, and we lift our hearts to you and the tasks that are before us. We pray for your church universal and for all of the local congregations of Christ to which we belong. Additionally, Lord, we pray for all of those who work in the social services, for all who work in the criminal justice system, for victims and perpetrators of crime, for the work of aid agencies throughout the world, and for those living in poverty or under oppression. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, you create and redeem us by the power of your love. Guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves in love and service to one another and to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.